Folks, last few weeks I've been telling y'all stories about our most legendary, colorful Alabama governor, Big Jim Folsom. They broke the mold when they made Big Jim. He was the most uninhibited, fun-loving guy you ever saw in your life. One of the all-time favorite Big Jim Folsom stories happened in the mid-1950s during his second term as governor. He was governor, and the annual Southern Governors Conference was being held in Mobile, and Big Jim was the host. All the assembled governors and other dignitaries were scheduled to be guests at a nearby U.S. Naval Station and to witness a classic air show exhibition. Big Jim had a reputation for enjoying libations. The governors were scheduled to gather at the waterfront at 6 a.m., and many doubted Big Jim would make it at that hour, since he would have partied most of the night before. That was indeed the case. But nonetheless, he arrived at the pier on time. But, folks, it was obvious that he had not slept. He was still wearing the same suit and tie. He was unshaven, and his hair was askew. But he was raring to go. All the governors, dignitaries, Washington, the senators, and aides were motored in small boats out to a huge aircraft carrier, which then sailed 15 or 20 miles offshore Mobile for this state-of-the-art air show, previously seen by only high-ranking naval officers and cabinet members. The sky was perfect. The sea was calm. It was a beautiful day. The crowd gathered on the flight deck. An admiral gave a glowing speech about the Navy and naval aviation and how important and accident-free it had become. The admiral introduced the pilot, and then some enlisted men went through the crowd handing out earmuff devices to protect the observer's hearing from the noise of the jet. Big Jim may have looked a little funnier than the rest of the governors in his earmuffs because of his size, 6'9", and his dishevelment. He was a show himself. Well, the air show began. The jet got louder and louder as it whined down the airstrip and made a perfect takeoff. Then, folks, suddenly there was total silence. The jet flamed out. The engine quit running. The plane crashed in the water and was lost to the Atlantic Ocean. There was complete bedlam aboard the carrier. People were crying, shouting, couldn't believe what they'd seen. Sirens went off, divers prepared to enter the water, and emergency helicopter was prepared to take off. Then miraculously, word came that the pilot had bailed out of the plane before it sank and was not injured. He was shaken up and wet, but alive. The crowd gave a rousing cheer of relief that the pilot's life had been spared. By this time, it had been about 30 minutes. Everyone had taken off their earmuffs except Big Jim, who was still standing on the deck with his earmuffs on and his mouth open in amazement, just shaking his head. Folks had been watching the scene in absolute astonishment. He couldn't believe his bloodshot eyes. Finally, he could contain himself no longer. Because he was still wearing his earmuffs, he didn't realize how loudly he was talking, and in a voice you could hear for miles, Big Jim boomed, "Admiral, if that ain't a show, I don't know what is." Thank y'all for listening.